Psalm 41, Psalm of David. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. So when you see someone who's poor, and you can be poor not just without money, but you've got a problem, and you come to another person, they're kind to you, well, God will be kind to that person. So, for example, if someone comes to you and they're desperately in need, say, of food, and you give them some food, well, maybe 2 days later, you desperately need God. You forgot the keys to your house or to the flat, and you're locked out. Oh, God, please help me. And then, unexpectedly, someone turns up with the key. So, God is very sensitive to how we consider the poor. And he says, blessed is he who considers the poor. So you don't just give to someone who asks you, but you consider, that person, their mother just died. I expect they don't feel like cooking. They're probably depressed. I'll just take them some food round. That's the sort of consideration that God loves. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed upon the earth. And deliver not him unto the will of his enemies. So the Lord will support him upon his bed of suffering. You will make up all his bed in his sickness. You know, it's nice to have your bed made up for you when you're sick. Well, that's what God will do to the person who considers the poor. I said, O Lord, have mercy upon me, heal me, because I've sinned against you. My enemies speak evil against me, saying, when shall he die and his name perish? Well, I think this is when David has sinned with Bathsheba and God strikes him with a sickness afterwards. If he comes to see me, he speaks vanity. He's got one particular person in mind. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise a hurt. An evil disease, they say, has struck him. Now that he lies down, he won't rise up anymore. Yes, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who used to eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. And I think he's referring to Ahithophel, who was his close friend and advisor. But Ahithophel was the grandfather of Bathsheba. And so when Absalom started to try to get rid of David and become king, Ahithophel supported Absalom. He betrayed David. And that looked forward to what happened to Jesus with Judas. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up so that I may punish them. Well, you know, David, you're suffering because of your sins like the prophet Nathan said you were. I don't think he should be talking about punishing them. I think, like us, he rather forgot the real implications of how bad he'd been in his sin against Uriah, the men of Israel, and Bathsheba. By this I know that you favour me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. And as for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and you set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting unto everlasting. Amen and amen.